Hey y'all, Ohio Crime Mom here, and this week I wanted to do something different for our episode. Last week's case was very heavy and a hard case to get through, so it kind of put me in a bad mental funk. So we decided that we are going to do a Q&A. So I had asked on our Facebook group, our Instagram, for anybody to send in questions that they thought they would like to have answered, and we are going to answer those, as well as I am going to give you my top 10 true crime documentaries that I think everybody should watch. But before we get into that, let's hear a week word from this week's sponsor. So, our first question is, what is my favorite slash most intriguing, sorry, I cannot talk today, case of all time? And for me, that will definitely always stay the West Memphis 3. It's really the first case that I ever fully can remember being into. There's so much information, and I actually wanted to ask you guys, and you can either email me or comment on the Facebook group or the Instagram and let me know what you guys think. But I've been contemplating redoing the West Memphis 3 series that I did when I first started. Obviously not right this second, because I have a whole line of cases for you guys. But there's just so much more information that I could have included. And when I first started, I was trying to keep cases shorter. So I wanted to see if that's something you guys would like. But yeah, there's just so much stuff that goes on in that case and that's happened since the case that just, it will always fascinate me. My second question was, what caused me to want to start my podcast? This question is kind of, I don't know. I don't know how to answer it completely. I've always been completely fascinated and interested in true crime. I've researched stuff on my own for years and basically just mulled over it in my brain. My husband's not a huge true crime fan, so occasionally I can get him to discuss certain cases with me, but very rarely. And I just wanted to have other people to discuss cases with, as well as there's some cases that I think people don't know as much about, and I think need to have people listening, because eventually maybe one of the cases that I cover, somebody may know something about. So that was the biggest reason, I think, was to help bring light to cases that didn't have as much light to them. My third question was, what got me into true crime? So I guess I was kind of always destined to be obsessed with it. I was born during the O.J. Simpson trial, so that, was a thing. And then when I was two, JonBenet was killed, and I can remember growing up and like hearing things about JonBenet, hearing things about OJ. West Memphis 3 happened as like there was things going on as well as I was growing up. But really, I think the case that really caused me to start researching on my own was more Casey Anthony, which I was actually just requested to do her, and I will be doing her soon. But I was old enough when that was going on to be able to watch the trial, to understand what was going on most of the time, and it just really threw me into a whole world of living with true crime as an obsession. My next question was probably one of my favorite questions I've gotten, and it was, if I could meet any serial killer, who would it be and why? And honestly, if I could meet any serial killer, it would be Jeffrey Dahmer. I just would want to know what possessed him to do some of the things that he did. And I really like, because with his case, I really believe it was a nurture thing, that he wasn't nurtured enough, and that was why he just snapped and became a crazy person. So I would want to ask him, like, do you believe that? Like, do you believe it was because you weren't cared for? Or was it more just in your nature? Did you feel it from the moment you were born? Because there's things about him that makes me think that it could have been nature as well. So that's something that I would love to be able to ask him. Of course, he is gone, so that's something that would never happen, but it's something that I would definitely like to happen. And now, before we get into our other questions, let's hear another word from this week's sponsors. Rella's Wonder Crafts is a small, family-owned crafting business located here in Southern Ohio. They make a variety of crafts from custom shirts and tumblers to decals and wreaths, plus so much more. Since 2017, they have been creating magic and happiness by bringing their customers and visions to life. Come take a peek into their world. You can find them on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Etsy, and TikTok. And just in time for Christmas, you can get so many great things. So our next question was, do I fear a certain serial killer more than others? And 110%, I fear the toy box killer more than anyone. And he will actually probably be next week's episode. So you guys will definitely understand why I fear him after you hear, the things that he has done. My next question was my favorite case that I have done so far. Ooh, that's kind of a tough one. So obviously I love the West Memphis 3 case, but I also want to say that my favorite case is actually the Matthew Shepard case that I've done so far. When you watch anything or hear interviews or read anything on Matthew Shepard, at least for me, I feel very connected to him. I think they've done a very good job at keeping Matthew alive in their hearts, and I think that helps you connect to the case better, and it causes you to kind of put yourself in the position of somebody who knew Matthew. So I think that that would be my favorite case, even though it's the hardest case I've had to do. Mm-hmm. What case am I excited to do? Coming up very soon in mid-March, we will be starting our Waco series. It will probably at least be a three-parter, and I am super, super excited because Waco is one that drives me nuts. So I'm very excited to do that one. And then the last question I got was a case that I would like to learn more info on. And that would actually be the Jalea Davis case. If you don't know anything about Jalea Davis, she is on our docket for probably around April. And if you would like to know more about it before then, there is an amazing podcast called Mile Marker 181. Where Kim, which is Jalea's mother, actually speaks during the podcast, and the girl who runs it, her name is Emily, and she is from the area where Jalea was killed. There's a lot of unanswered questions. Her death was ruled as an accident, even though I don't think so. I definitely think it was a homicide. And yeah, there's a lot of questions and stuff that I would like to have more info on when it comes to that case. So I want to thank you guys all for sending in your questions. I plan on doing another one of these in about a month or two. I think they're just fun filler episodes, especially with cases. You know, people have questions after some of the cases that I do, and I think it would be a fun way to answer those questions. So if you have any questions on any cases that we've covered already or cases that we will be covering very soon, and that you, like, after you hear them, if you have any questions, just go ahead and send them either into the Ohio Crime Mom page on Facebook, the Ohio Crime Mom Instagram, or we have a Gmail at ohiocrimemom@gmail. And I will add them in for next time. But before we leave, I want to give you guys my top 10 documentaries that I believe everyone should watch if you're a true crime fan. And these are in no particular order. There is Matthew Shepard is a Friend of Mine. Paradise Lost, which is about the West Memphis 3. It is a series of three movies. Mommy Dead and Dearest, which is about Gypsy Rose Blanchard. Killing for Love, and I don't even know how to tell you what this one is about, but you need to watch it. The 7-5, which is about corrupt cops. Goodnight Sugar Babe, The Killing of Vera Jo Regal. This is actually a case I plan on covering very soon, and a case that really, really breaks my heart. Unseen, which is about a case out of Ohio, and it's a very, very rough case. There's Something Wrong with Aunt Diane. If you've never seen this one, it is about a woman who was found to be intoxicated and had an accident that killed her, her children, and I believe it was a niece. But the family states up and down that she had not drank. Who cared? Sorry. Who Killed Garrett Phillips? It's a two-part documentary. It is about a little boy who was murdered and trying to figure out who killed him, and I have my opinions on that. And then Southwest of Salem. It is a case that is very similar to the West Memphis 3, other than there is no deaths. There was children who were trigger warning raped, and supposedly by a group of four women. They have since been exonerated, and I 110,000% believe that they are not guilty. So definitely look into that one. And until next time, this has been Ohio Crime Mom. Thanks.